რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
19 საათია საქართველოში, მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატები აცხადებს, რომ არ ესწრაფვის რუსეთთან კონფრონტაციას. სახელმწიფო დეპარტამენტის წარმომადგენელმა ჯენ საკიმ განაცხადა, რომ თუმცა ვაშინგტონს არ შეუძლია და არაპირებს დათმოსის პრინციპები, რომლებსაც ეფუძნება უსაფრთხოება ევროპასა და შეერთებულ შტატებში. საკის კომენტარი მოჰყვა რუსეთის პრეზიდენტის ვლადიმერ პუტინის წინადღის ნათქვამს, რომ მსოფლიოს უფრო სახიფათო ადგილი ხდება, რადგან, როგორც მან თქვა, შეერთებული შტატები ცდილობს თავისი ნება მოახვიოს სხვა ქვეყნებს. ირანის ხელისუფლებამ ჩამოაღჩო 26 წლის ქალი დაზვერვის ყოფილი ოფიცრის მოკვლისთვის. ირანის სააგენტო ირნა იტყობინება თეირანის პროკურატურაზე დაყრდნობით, რომ რეიჰანე ჯაბარი 25 ოქტომბერს ჩამოაღჩეს. დაადასტურა ჩამოხრჩობის ფაქტი ფეისბუქის საიტმა, რომელიც მხარს უჭერდა ბრალდებულს. ამნესტი ინტერნეშნალის თანახმად, ჯაბარის სიკვდილით შიდნენ მორთეზა აბდოლაი სარბანდის დანით მოკვლის გამო. გაეროს ადამიანის უფლებათა სამეთვალყურეო უწყება თვლის, რომ სარბანდის მკვლელობა თავდაცვის მიზნით მოხდა, როცა ის თავდაესხა ახალგაზრდა ქალს და სქესობრივ ძალადობას მიმართა და რომ 2009 წლის სასამართლო და განაჩენი გაყალბებული იყო. გაეროს თანახმად, ირანში 250 ადამიანი ჩამოაღწეს 2014 წელს. ეგვიპტის ხელისუფლებამ საგანგებო მდგომარეობა გამოაცხადა და სინას ნახევარკუნძულის ჩრდილოეთ ნაწილში გაწყვეტილება მიიღეს მას მერე, რაც ორი თავდასხმის შედეგად უშრობის ძალების 33 ოფიცერი მოკლეს. ავღანეთის პრეზიდენტი აშრაფ ღანი საუდის არაბეთს სტუმრობს. ეს მისი პირველი სტუმრობაა ამ თანამდებობაზე ყოფნის დროს სამეფოში, სადაც ღანი ასევე აპირებს აღასრულოს წინასაარჩევნო დაპირება და შეასრულოს რელიგიური რიტუალი ჰაჯი მექაში სალოცავად ჩასვლა. ღანის ოფისის თანახმად, პრეზიდენტი აღასრულებს უმრაჰს მექაში სალოცავად ჩასვლის ფორმას, რომელიც ნებისმიერ დროს შეიძლება აღსრულდეს. საუდის არაბეთის საინფორმაციო სააგენტოს თანახმად, შეხვედრები მიეძღვნება ორი ქვეყნის საერთო ინტერესებს. სტუმარი ავღანეთის პრეზიდენტი საუდის არაბეთის მეფე აბდულას შეხვდება. ღანის შემდგომი დაგეგმილი მოგზაურობა, ვიზიტი, შედგება ჩინეთში. ისრაელის სამხედრო ძალებმა ესროლეს და მოკლეს ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების მოქალაქე, რომელიც წარმოშობით პალესტინელი იყო. 14 წლის ორვან ჰამადის ტყვია თავში მოხვდა. ისრაელის არმიის თქმით, მათი სამიზნე იყო პალესტინელი, რომელიც აალებად სითხიან ბოთლს ესრო და მათ. არმია აპირებს გამოიძიოს საქმე. ვაშინგტონში შეერთებული შტატების სახელმწიფო დეპარტამენტის წარმომადგენელმა ჯენ საკიმ განაცხადა, რომ უნდა ჩატარდეს სწრაფი და გამჭვირვალე გამოძიება. უკრაინაში ხვალ საპარლამენტო არჩევნებია. დღეს დასრულდა საარჩევნო კამპანია. გამოკითხვებით პრეზიდენტ პეტრო პოროშენკოს პარტიას ემხრობა არჩეულთა 13-ე ოდნავ ნაკლები. შეერთებულმა შტატებმა უკრაინელებს მოუწოდა ყველგან მეამბოხეთა კონტროლის ქვეშ მყოფ დონეცკსა და ლუგანსკშიც მონაწილეობა მიიღონ არჩევნებში. პრორუსი სეპარატისტები ნოემბერში საკუთარ სეპარატისტულ არჩევნებს გეგმავენ ამასობაში უკრაინაში. რუსეთის პრეზიდენტ პუტინის ადმინისტრაციის ხელმძღვანელმა სერგეი ივანოვმა განაცხადა, რომ რუსეთი არჩევნების შედეგებს აღიარებს, რადგან უკრაინაში ნორმალიზება სურს. ჯანდაცვის მსოფლიო ორგანიზაციამ გაარცელა ინფორმაცია, რომ ბოლო მონაცემებით ებოლით დაავადებულთა რიცხვი მსოფლიოში 10,000-ზე მეტია. სენმა თითქმის 5,000 ადამიანი შეიწირა. ებოლის ყველაზე მეტი შემთხვევებია აღმოსავლეთ გვინეაში, ლიბერიაში და სიერა-ლეონეში. რუსეთის პრეზიდენტ ვლადიმერ პუტინმა აღიარა პირველად, რომ მისი ქვეყანა დაეხმარა ვიქტორ იანუკოვიჩს გაქცეულიყო უკრაინიდან მას მერე, რაც ის პრეზიდენტობიდან გადააყენეს. თავიდან რუსეთი იანუკოვიჩს ურჩევდა ყირიმში ჩასულიყო, რომელიც მაშინ ჯერ რუსეთს არ ჰქონდა დაკავებული, მაგრამ იანუკოვიჩს უთხოვია ოჯახთან ერთად რუსეთში გამიშვითო და ჩვენეს გავაკეთეთ, უთხრა პუტინმა სოჭის საერთაშორისო შეხვედრის მონაწილეებს. და ბოლოს, ვაშინგტონის შტატში სიეტლის მახლობლად სკოლაში სროლა ატყდა, რის შედეგადაც მოკლულია ორი მოსწავლე. ადგილობრივი მედიის თანახმად, მოკლულებს შორისაა მოსწავლე, რომელმაც ცეცხლი გაუხსნა სკოლის კაფეტერიას, სავარაუდოდ თავი მოიკლა. ეს იყო ახალი ამბები რადიო თავისუფლების ეთერში. 19:05 სრულდება.
In Bosnian, we say, najbolji svjetski izbor muzike na glasu Amerike.
Everybody says the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
There's a spring in the mountain and it flows down to the town.
From NPR Music and heard around the world on The Voice of America, with major funding provided by Bailey and Glasser, welcome to another Mountain Stage with your host, Larry Gross.
There's a song in my heart, just a simple little tune. But the rhythm and the melody won't leave me alone. Around the world it's just a simple song. This world is turning around a simple song.
Thank you so much, and welcome once again to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. But today, once again, we are on the shores of Lake Superior in Grand Marais, Minnesota, as guests of the North House Folk School. And this is our fourth time to come up here, and we love it so much. One of the most beautiful places in the world. I think you're going to love this show, too. Coming out later, one of America's great singer-songwriters who's celebrating his 50th year in music, Mr. Chris Smither, will be here. Also, a young duo and their band, the David Wax Museum, is back on the Mountain Stage. You're going to like them. And one of America's great, great songwriters, the most successful songwriters, who lives down in the Twin Cities, Dan Wilson, is here with us. And speaking of songwriters, two of Nashville's great songwriters, Don Henry and John Vesner, called the Don Juans, will be out a little bit later during this hour. But to start us out, we welcome back a man who's been with us three times on the Mountain Stage, but it's been too long since his last visit. If you love banjo music, or if you want to find out about banjo music, then there are three figures in the last 60 years you need to know. You need to know Earl Scruggs. You've heard of Earl Scruggs, of course. And you need to know Bela Fleck. You've heard of Bela Fleck. And you also need to know about this man right over here named Tony Trischka. He's kind of in between the other two. And he was a big influence on Bela Fleck. And nowadays, nobody's surprised when you come out and take the banjo and play other kinds of music besides bluegrass and old time and country. But there was a time when that wasn't the case. And here's one of the men who was an innovator and took the banjo places it had not been before. He started playing banjo back in the 60s, got into groups then, and has been in one group or the other of his own or others ever since the mid 60s. He was IBMA Banjo Player of the Year once. And he also has done some theater way back in the 70s. He did the Robert Bridegroom. Room, and just a couple of years ago, he did Shakespeare in the Park. He was one of the leaders of the music for that in New York City with As You Like It. He's got a new record, and boys, it's a good one. It's a fun one. A lot of folks guest with him, and some of them are here tonight. It's called Great Big World. Please welcome Tony Trischka's Great Big World.
Thank you. Thanks very much. All right, we'd like to do an Emily Dickinson poem for you right now. I was invited to perform in Emily Dickinson's bedroom. No. Let me rephrase this. This was earlier this year. They started doing podcasts, and Emily wasn't there early this year from just to get, you know, people who write poems and sing songs and play banjos to have some creative things going on in her bedroom. Maybe I should just start over again. Anyway, so I figured what I wanted to do is on the drive up there, my wife Asunta drove me up in her Fiat, and I was writing banjo music like this to one of her poems, and so I'd like to dedicate this to my wonderful wife Asunta, without whom this song would not have been written. And as if by a miracle, we are joined by someone from the David Wax Museum, and she just found out about this yesterday that she was going to sing this and has learned it. Please welcome Suze Slezak. Frequently the woods are pink. Thank you so much. That first tune that we did is called The Danny Thomas, and that's from this new Great Big World album. And I'm going to do another tune, a solo tune that I did originally on the album with a string trio, flute, and clarinet, and none of these guys can play those instruments well, except this one guy here. So I'm just going to do this solo. It's called Lost. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. All right, we're going to do another tune from the new album. And we just, Frequently the Woods Are Pink. This is called the Purple Trees of Colorado. I had written this song and was about to perform it for the first time walking on stage out in San Francisco. And just as I was about to go out, I didn't have a name for it. And there was a woman sitting right there. And I said, she was a friend of mine. I said, what should I call this? She said, Purple Trees of Colorado. Without hesitating. So, okay. And then I decided I'd write some lyrics for it. And suddenly, what? So I actually came up with some lyrics. And Mr. Jacob Jolliffe will sing them for you now.
Jolliffe on the mandolin and vocal right there, Brian Wicklund on the fiddle, Kevin Rao bass, and one of the world's great banjo players, Mr. Tony Trischka. That's Tony Trischka's Great Big World. And that is the name of his new CD on Rounder. It's called Great Big World, and you heard a little bit from that and some other things too, Tony Trischka. By the way, if you are a banjo player, you should know that Tony has 15 instructional books and a series of CDs. And he also has Tony Trischka School of Banjo, an advanced interactive online instructional site. And in 2011, musically directed and co-produced Give Me the Banjo on PBS. Very talented man, Tony Trischka. Great to have him back on the Mountain Stage. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio for the Mountain State of West Virginia. Major funding for Mountain Stage is provided by Bailey and Glasser, LLP, a law firm born in West Virginia with offices in Charleston, Morgantown, D.C., Boston, Alabama, Illinois, and Delaware, handling complex trials, appeals, and transactions nationwide. More information at BaileyGlasser.com. Additional support provided by the Charleston, West Virginia Convention and Visitors Bureau, showing the world why Charleston is hip, historic, and almost heaven. Your adventure starts online at charlestonwv.com. This is Mountain Stage on NPR. There's a lot of ways to reach us here at Mountain Stage. Our email address is larry@mountainstage.org. You can also connect with us on Facebook. You can ask us anything on Tumblr. You can hear our song of the week on Stitcher. All of these links are at our website, mountainstage.org. You can hear Mountain Stage guest performances, including songs that we can't fit into the radio broadcast, at NPR Music Online. That address, npr.org/Mountain Stage. Well, we still got a lot of great music coming up on this edition of Mountain Stage here in Grand Marais, Minnesota. Chris Smither will be out during our next hour. David Wax Museum. You already had a little sneak peek with Suze on that last song. And the Don Juans are still to come. But right now, I'm really, really happy and excited to welcome the man you see up here beside me. Last time we saw him on the Mountain Stage was 22 years ago. He was but a child. He came out of the Twin Cities in a group that was really good called Trip Shakespeare, if you remember that band. After that, he went on to another very, very successful rock band, Semisonic, also out of the Twin Cities. Well, you know, since then, and since those bands called it quits, he hasn't been sitting around doing nothing exactly. He is one of the most sought-after collaborator songwriters in the world, and he's also a very sought-after producer. Who, you ask, has he written songs with and for? Oh, John Legend, Natalie Maines, the Dixie Chicks, Taylor Swift, Pink, Dierks Bentley, Jason Mraz, Mike Doty, Keith Urban. If I read all of them on these pages, it would be the end of this show. So I'm going to stop there. And another one that he won, shared a Grammy for, was a young lady you might have heard of named Adele. Her album 21, he co-wrote and co-produced Someone Like You and other two other songs. He's going to give you a little sample of his talent because he has a brand new CD, a solo CD called Love Without Fear. He's brought a friend with him. Welcome, if you would, right now, Mr. Dan Wilson.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. A song can be about anything, about the second grade or the TV news, or how the world turns around with or without you, or how we first met on the warmest day, and how I followed you until you asked my name, or how we must have been together in a life before, or how you used to love me but you don't even know me anymore. How you used to love me but you don't even know me anymore. Or how you used to love me but you don't even know me anymore. A song can be about anything, about peace or war, or the sins of industry, or the discontents of fame, or of obscurity, or how we first met on the warmest day, and how I hadn't planned to love someone until you came, or how we must have been together in a life before, or how you used to love me but you don't even know me anymore, how you used to love me but you don't even know me anymore, or how you used to love me but you don't even know me anymore. About anything.
Thank you. This next one that Brad and I are going to do is a semi-sonic song, and I guess the only thing I'm going to say about that is beware including any technological elements in your lyrics, because time passes and eventually it sounds awfully dated, but then people don't know what you're even saying. The second verse of this song talks about, the whole song is called Singing in My Sleep, and it's about falling asleep listening to a mixtape from a friend. What? What's that, you say? No, I know. I can see from your number of glasses you're wearing that some of you know what a mixtape is. Anyway, I got a pair too. All right, Singing in My Sleep.
Got your tape and it changed my mind. Heard your voice in between the lines. Come around from another time where nobody ever goes. All alone on the overpass, wired and phoned to a heart of glass. Now I'm falling in love too fast with you or the songs you chose. The stars say to me, say the promise you long to keep. I can hear you sing it to me in my sleep. I can hear you sing it to me in my sleep. Living in your cassette, It's the modern equivalent, singing up to a Capulet on a balcony in your mind. In the city the lion sleeps, pray to Sony my soul to keep. Were you ever so bright and sweet? Did you ever look so nice? All the stars dream for me.
Brad and I are going to do one more. Thank you very much. It also goes for, like, the notes you sing. It's kind of hard to get away from a couple of things you're really into. I have this one series of notes that I just can't seem to get away from. And don't worry, this isn't going to be a musicological test or something. It's, it's like 1-8-7, like, Bali High may call you. Or what else has that? Oh yeah, exactly. Somewhere, oh. It's like the happy octave and the crazy sad seventh. I just can't get away from it. Like I wrote a song with the Dixie Chicks, Not Ready to Make Nice. It goes, forgive the octave, sounds good, Bali High. I know who I want to take me home. Can sing the choruses with me and we'll do that thing that I like so much. Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay. I know who I want
go out to the places you will be from. Closing time, this room won't be open till your brothers or your sisters come. So gather up your jackets, move it to the exits. I hope you have found a friend. Closing time, every new beginning comes from some other beginning.
Cities, Mr. Dan Wilson, ending up with one of Semisonic's hits, Closing Time. Written so many great songs over the years. Oh, yes. Dan Wilson and his new band, The Happy Octaves, and his people. Yeah. Along with Brad Gordon on the keyboards there, Mr. Dan Wilson, and you heard some tunes from Love Without Fear, Dan's latest solo album, Love Without Fear. We are up in Grand Marais, Minnesota, and we are guests of the North House Folk School, as we have been for 4 years now. Wherever you are, I suggest you check out Grand Marais, one of the most beautiful places in the world. And if you are interested in traditional folk crafts, you cannot find a better place to learn about them than here year-round at North House Folk School, especially Scandinavian crafts and Native American. Everything from wood to fabric to pottery is great. They do great things here, teach great things. Find out about all of it at northhouse.org. Well, Dan Wilson was twice a Grammy winner, and now we're going to follow him with some more Grammy winners. We had all of these Grammys on our mantelpiece. Can't remember what they look like, and believe me, I'll never find out what they look like. But these guys know. They won a Grammy for the great song, country song, Where Have You Been? And they have been songwriters and friends and co-songwriters since the 80s, and they've gotten together now to do a duo called the Don Juans. I'm talking about Mr. Don Henry and Mr. John Vesner, the man who brought Mountain Stage up to North House Folk School. He started a thing here called Unplugged. And they haven't made a record to recording together yet, but I'm sure that'll happen along. They are going out this winter to do a Christmas tour along with Sally Barris called A Winter's Tale. And after they're done, I'll tell you about their last albums, solo albums, and albums with other folks. We're so happy to welcome to the Mountain Stage, for the first time together, the Don Juans.
Summertime streets, can her kiss still turn the winter warm? Is she just a figment of what I recall of yesterday's love? Has anybody seen Amy anymore? You can never go back. Oh,
Has anybody seen Amy in her 10 bare feet on the summertime streets? Can her kiss still turn the winters warm? Or is she just a figment of what I recall of yesterday's love? Has anybody seen Amy anymore? Has anybody seen Amy anymore? Has anybody seen Amy?
Thank you very much.
So beautiful, cold or warm, it's beautiful out there. Yeah, right on. We're going to do this tune that I wrote with my friend Philip Coleman in Nashville. And we wrote it about 17 years ago when a young lady by the name of Miranda Lambert was probably 9 years old. So we didn't really write it for her or anybody. We just wrote it because we write songs. And many years later, they tell me it was on the radio last summer a bit. I don't know. I think I was on the road a lot, and I took my chances on the push buttons in the radio. And every once in a while I'd hear, "That's the latest one by Miranda Lambert." So that's as much as I heard of it, but they tell me it's going on. Ready?
All right.
One, two, three, two, two, three. Now, Ilsa was an acrobat who up and fell in love with that Horatio, the human cannonball. A wedding neath the big top tent with barkers, clowns, and elephants, sideshow family oddities and all. The dog-faced boy howled out with joy as the tattooed lady was crying. Ever since the beginning, to keep the world spinning, it takes all kinds of kinds. Now Thomas was a congressman with closets full of skeletons and dresses that he wore on Friday nights. And Phyllis was a pharmacist, a dab of that, a pinch of this, concocted to suppress her appetite. And when the children were fiddling, she'd slip them some Ritalin and wait for Thomasina to arrive. Everyone now. Ever since the beginning, to keep the world spinning, it takes all kinds of kinds. Keep it coming. All kinds of kinds. That's right. All kinds of kinds. One more big one. All kinds. Now when I play the soul guitar, from children's shows to smoky bars, I take a break and I think about the past. How everybody stared at me when I stood up in geometry and I tossed my text into the trash. I scratched off my number while hitching out under that Bush League population sign. Ever since the beginning, to keep the world spinning, it takes all kinds of kinds. Now some point a finger and let ignorance linger. If they look in the mirror, they find. Come on. Ever since the beginning, to keep the world spinning, it takes all kinds of kinds. You don't even have to hold hands, just all kinds of kinds. Unless you want to, I don't. All kinds of kinds. One more for Radioland. All kinds of kinds.
John Henry.
John Desmond.
Thank you.
John Vesner and Don Henry, the Don Juans. The Don Juans right there. They will be on tour with a winter show, A Winter's Tale. John, Don, and Sally Barris this winter. Watch for them. John Vesner's last CD is called Cats of the Coliseum, and Don Henry has one, along with Sally Barris and Tom Kimmel, called The Waymores. And you just heard the Grammy-winning song that was recorded by John's wife, Kathy Mattea. I'd like to say a special hello to you if you are listening right now over KUMD, Duluth, Minnesota, or KNOW, Radio Heartland, Minneapolis, St. Paul. And we hope you will be with us again next time, wherever you are. We'll be coming to you once again from North House Folk School in Grand Marais, Minnesota. Our guests will be David Lindley, Carrie Newcomer, Judith Owen, Pertner Sandstone, and Bill Miller. I'd like to thank Greg Wright here at the North House Folk School and Jessa Frost. And also, I'd like to thank Linda Kratt and the Cook County Convention and Visitors Bureau for bringing Mountain Stage back to this beautiful spot, Grand Marais, Minnesota. You're listening to Mountain Stage Live Performance Radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Mountain Stage is supported in part by this station and by West Virginia Public Radio. Hotel accommodations for Mountain Stage guests are provided by the Charleston Marriott Town Center Hotel, centrally located for the business and pleasure traveler in downtown Charleston's retail district. This is Mountain Stage on NPR.